Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future and joins me now. Bruce, thank you for speaking with us. Much appreciated. Well, firstly, your sort of anecdotal experience, how much of an issue is it for you and from what your campaign group hears?
Well, we're certainly, you know, not in favour of fare dodging, yes, for all the reasons that you've given. You know, we want to see a bigger, better railway, and obviously the more people who pay the way, the better the railway we'd get. I mean, I'm not personally aware of much fare dodging. I normally buy a ticket, but you know, there are occasions. Let's suppose there's no ticket office on a little local line, and you get on the train and the ticket inspector doesn't even appear, and you can't buy a ticket, and you get off at the next station. I mean, I've done that occasionally. So sometimes, with the best intentions, you can't even buy a ticket. But obviously, there are those who, you know, who are very deliberately doing it and cheating the system. And it, you know, apart from the fact that it does have an impact on the economics of the railway, you're quite right that other passengers don't like it because they feel that they're doing the right thing and paying for their ticket, and these other guys are sort of freeloading.
Yeah, well, and bluntly, making it more expensive for everyone else.
Yeah, indeed. But of course, that part of the solution comes down to staffing. You know, you can't stop fare. I mean, obviously, automatic ticket gates have made a huge difference, but that, you know, there's capital.
Because I think people are pushing past all the time.
They're not perfect. Obviously, they're not perfect. But if you take the automatic gates at a major station and replace them all with humans, you can see how many humans it would require and how much that extra that would cost. So you have to take all these sorts of things into account. And sadly, you know, the rail industry is making a very difficult decision along the lines of, well, if we put a ticket inspector on that gate, we will probably catch 3 fare dodgers, but it'll cost us so much more to do it. It isn't worth it. So I suppose, you know, the rail industry has to take a kind of targeted approach and to sort of attack and plug the biggest holes, if you like.
But in central London, again, anecdotally, simply because what I see, I mean, it happens all the time. So even if you stuck someone on, say, Embankment Station, you'd catch loads of people who are fare dodging.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that the bosses of TfL know this. You know, you've got to be careful as well with sort of people's anecdotal perceptions, which may not actually be the same as the reality. You know, you think it's an easy fix to just stand there and catch all these fare dodgers. Maybe in reality you wouldn't, or maybe you've just turned up on a day when the ticket inspectors are checking a different railway station or a different ticket barrier. You know, it does happen. Ticket inspectors exist, and they do check people, and they do sometimes find them, and people are sometimes prosecuted. So the rail industry is making an effort, but you know, obviously, like anything in this world, their efforts and the system isn't perfect.
Do they get fined very often, these fare? Because even when I've seen it happening on a train, for example, I know in the past they just told them to get off at the next stop.
Yeah, I mean, the rail industry has a very difficult job here, really, because, you know, you don't want to be greeted by the Gestapo on the train. And people do sometimes make genuine mistakes, or for honest reasons, they can't buy a ticket, you know. And I think it's a kind of difficult balancing act that they've got to be fair. They've got to be kind and fair but firm, depending on the circumstances of the traveller, and differentiating between those people who are deliberately ripping off the railway and those who have made a mistake or in some sort of difficulty. You know, it's a fine act to do, I think, you know.
Let me be clear, I'm very against fare dodging, clearly, and I don't think it could ever be justified. Having said that, the only point that I would put to you, keen for your view on this, Bruce, is that the ticket prices here, compared with even many countries in Europe, it does seem to be vastly inflated, and we do seem to be paying a lot more here in comparison with other countries, and you can understand why they say, well, I just simply can't afford it.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. It is outrageous, the cost of rail travel in this country, and this year, for once, we're getting a little bit of relief in that the rail fares didn't go up but that is a very, very rare thing. And over the last 10 or 15 years, we've gone, with rail fare increases that have been above inflation year after year. So it's getting progressively more expensive. And I think the government needs to do something about that. It's all that motorists complain about the war on the motorist, and that they've had fuel duty frozen for, I think it's at least 15 years now. But at the same time, rail fares gone up above inflation. They're trying to force people off the railways financially. So it's sending out exactly the wrong message. And I think you're right that some people will use that outrageous cost of rail fares to say, look, I've got no choice. I just can't afford it. I have to dodge the fares. That's not right, but it's, it will help their argument. And I think it will help in some people's minds justifying cheating the system.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciated. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.